Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Daily Talk with Stanford King. I'm your host, Stanford King, and it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we got to talk about what's currently going on, but we're back. And the first thing we're talking about is Texas weather. It's been crazy, so we're going to talk about it. That's coming up.
Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. So glad you can join us. We have multiple things we're going to be talking about on the show today. However, the first topic that we will be addressing is the snow, specifically in Texas. Now, I'm aware that there were multiple states that were hit with the astonishing levels of snow, but the events that occurred in Texas are worth mentioning. For instance, in Dallas, the 150-car pileup that turned deadly quick. Although, this wouldn't go without mentioning some of the reports that we have heard on the so-called snow that hit the area. There are multiple people on YouTube, TikTok, and other social media platforms claiming that the snow they received was in fact man-made. The videos would showcase the user in the video trying to light the snow and it would just burn. However, there's more to that snow story. Here is what we've learned. According to an article from The Hill, viral videos by TikTok users reportedly in Texas have falsely claimed that the snow from the deadly winter storm that hit the state this month is fake and was created by the U.S. government. The clips from the popular video platform show users holding up a lighter, match, or hairdryer to the snow in which some videos appears to burn or get small without dripping any water, Business Insider reported. Some TikTok users have used the phrase government snow to describe the phenomenon. The hashtag government snow had more than a million views on TikTok as of Monday. Multiple reports noted that there is an explanation for the phenomenon through a process known as sublimation. Solid snow turns directly into a gas from the heat instead of a liquid dripping off the snowball. That was a lot to cover. So by now, you've all heard about the deadly winter snow that swept the nation. And it happened so fast, you don't really have time to react. I mean, this deadly winter snow thing is something that I sure did not expect to happen at all whatsoever. But then you wake up, and then there's the deadly winter snow just sweeping the nation. Record low temperatures, freezing temperatures. Something that we definitely did not expect. So let's talk about the hashtag government snow. I did believe it for a little bit because you would pick up the snow, and for me, the thing that just was the trigger for me was I'd pick it up and it just feel weird. Now, it may not snow a lot in Texas or things of that nature. It may not snow in your area, but you can tell when snow just doesn't feel natural, man. The snow just really did not feel natural. Like, it took a long time for it to move down. It really acted like it just did not want to melt. But what piqued my interest is what I saw on TikTok. The hashtag government snow. Apparently, I wasn't the only one thinking that the snow that you felt or played in was a little suspicious. So some Texans and some people that saw the snow put it to a little test and they tried to burn it. And it just burned. Now we all know if fire comes in contact with a solid or this water at least, it should melt. It should never burn if it was made or compiled of water. However, the snow showcased, in those videos just burned. So you kind of see how people were like, wait, this is a little weird. It was government created, you know. But come to find out, through the process known as sublimation, the solid snow turns directly into gas from the heat instead of a liquid dripping off the snowball. That was apparently and is the explanation for the snow that we seen pretty much all last week. So that's the thing, is the record break, and the thing is how deadly it is. There's still a whole bunch of people who do not have power still. Very heartbreaking. There are some people that cannot get access to water, even water or food. Again, really heartbreaking. So it's not over. Apparently the snow is supposed to be back within the coming weeks. So yeah, there are still people posting about the hashtag government snow. This was a thing in New York. New York gets a lot of snow. We all know that. It's very cold in New York. And one man put it to the test by melting it, trying to see if it would melt, and it wouldn't. Then it came over to Texas when one woman, put it to the test by trying to do the same thing, and it did not melt. You could see how people would kind of react to that, hey, this was made from the government. Because the thing that piqued my interest, like I said, is when I picked the snow up, it did not feel natural. It did not feel natural at all. So I wanted to do a little research. Of course, TikTok has pretty much everything. So I went on TikTok, and lo and behold, you see on the homepage, hashtag government snow. And it's really crazy. Alaska is actually blocked from seeing pretty much any of this Texas stuff. Apparently, digital censorship is starting to become more and more of a thing as we drive into the technology age. So that's starting to become more and more of a thing. And I get intrigued a little bit because some people actually want to pick at Texans. Oh, you should have known, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you should have known, blah, blah, blah. Well, the thing is, we don't live. If you're in Texas, you're not used to going outside and you can barely open your door because it's piled up with snow. Going outside and your car is frozen, so you gotta just take the bus or ask somebody for a ride if their car hasn't frozen. That's the thing. That's the thing that kind of made me, whoa, you know, what are y'all talking about? Because we're not used to this type of weather. It may be easy for someone in New York or Alaska to say, oh, well, you should have knew that. Oh, this is nothing. Oh, you think that's cold? Try this. This is cold. What the people down there were going through was cold. Record-breaking cold. At one point, even got colder than Alaska. So for them to say, oh, you should have known. No, we shouldn't have known anything because we didn't. Just imagine you waking up and you're looking outside and that snow is just piled there. It's something you really don't see every day, especially if you live down south. You don't see a lot of snow, and when you do, it's a holiday. Not really, because it usually happens in January, but... Coming up, Samsung says they have the best AI ever. Well, we're going to test that theory right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Daily Talk with Stanford King. I am your host, Stanford King. Welcome back to Season 2. It's been a minute, but we're back. So today, we're just going to be discussing the deadly winter weather that we have had over the past few days. We have a special guest, Taja King. Taja, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.
So we're talking about the deadly winter snow that we had about 2-3 weeks ago. The 150 car pileup that turned deadly. What are your thoughts on that?
What can I say? The first thing that came to my mind was Final Destination. If you've ever seen the movie Final Destination, that pileup just looked exactly like that movie. Seeing people in traffic take live video footages of those 18-wheelers just trying their best not to hit the other cars, but couldn't help it because of the ice on the road. It was sad. A few people died, I do know, and so many vehicles were totaled. So, it was really bad. Like, Texas really got hit bad. And, some of us weren't, prepared for this. Majority of us weren't. But, it was tough.
So a lot of people are calling the snow that we just experienced government snow. Many people on social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, are all using the hashtag government snow. Now, people explain that there is an explanation for the phenomenon known as sublimation, where gas sits directly onto the ice, and instead of melting, it burns. So, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, when I seen it on YouTube as well, I was like, what the heck, because anybody in their right mind, I'm not a scientist or chemist or anything, but it's like, okay, it's ice, and when you put a match to it or a lighter, common sense, you would think, it would melt. So, one guy on YouTube had lit the ice, and it just scorched it, turned it kind of slightly black. I wouldn't put it past the government, if I'm honest. As a person who believes in God, Revelation tells us that, you shouldn't necessarily, don't get caught up in worldly things. Everything isn't really what it seems, because we don't battle against flesh and blood, but spirits in far places. So everything really isn't what it seems with the naked eye. So I really, that's where I stand on it, biblically.
Because everybody in their right mind are thinking this is government snow, this wasn't created by natural causes. And that's what I thought at first. When I felt the snow, it felt weird, of course. I went online to get some answers, and lo and behold, there was a hashtag for the phenomenon, government snow.
Right.
And it is quite scary, but I'm not going to worry myself about it because... I don't really need to worry about it. I'll just say that. So it's been a few weeks since that happened, honestly, and people are still kind of shook up about it. Like in Texas, you don't get those days where you walk outside and there's just snow everywhere. We get those days where it's 102 degrees outside. You got to crank up the AC before you leave the house.
Right.
Nice days in the pool. We don't think about the cold bursting our pipes and a whole bunch of lines down, and we've got to call Encore, our service power provider, to get our power back on, and snow destroying houses and buildings and things of that nature, and toppling trees. We don't think about stuff like that because we don't go through stuff like that. Apparently a second wave of snow is on its way due to the Arctic cold front that we are going to be experiencing soon. I heard that a lot of different countries are also picking at Texans for not knowing certain things. Right. How do you stand on that?
Well, I personally know from looking at some of the video comments on YouTube, like it's sad, first of all. And I'm not saying that as a Texan, but just as a person, period. Because when you know, Katrina, when that hit, I believe it was Louisiana, when that hit down there, that wasn't funny. You know, it wasn't funny at all. So to hear so many people from, be it Alaska, be it New York and other places, picket Texans, who, you know, some of us have never lived outside of Texas. So we wouldn't know that, you know, oh, you know, anybody in their right mind would know that, you know, you will leak the pipes or, you know, make sure you let the water leak or whatever, drip the pipes, there it is, and crack your, the cupboard so that the humidity or the heat can help with the pipes. But it's like, okay, first of all, you can't get mad at somebody for not knowing. You can't help what you don't know. You know, second of all, like, how many people were without power? So how the heck do you expect someone to keep heated if their power is off? Don't worry, I wait. And then on top of that, a lot of people's water was out too. So, you know, it was just a lot going on. And seeing rude comments, you know, I mean, it was a call for. It really wasn't. Because from what I was told, some parts of Texas got colder than Alaska. That's a mic drop to Alaska. You know, no disrespect, but I mean, it is what it is. Colder than Alaska? Like, that's crazy. I mean, some people froze to death. There was a lady that the pipe had bursted over her car and the water literally froze her car door shut. Like, she literally has to wait till the snow melts and the ice melts from her car. So, yeah, it wasn't called for.
Certainly wasn't called for, and I did not like the comments some Texans received from the amount of snow that they got in their specific area. It was terrible, and you know, with the second wave coming, people are already starting to prepare once again for the snow that is to come in the upcoming days. So it definitely wasn't called for, and I hope we don't see anything like that again. However, I'm sure we will. Up next, we pick a topic and we talk about it. That's up next. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Daily Talk with Stanford King. I'm your host, Stanford King, with special guest host, Tasha King.
Hola.
Today, we're talking about
food.
And we want to learn about
food that's trending on them YouTube streets and the IG IG streets.
All right. So our first food is?
I'm pretty sure I'm on the Late Show, but dude, I want to try that Sour Patch ice cream. Like, I really do. I'm a fan of sour food, tart food, so it's something about something sweet and sour at the same time mixed up in ice cream. I think it'll slap. What do you think?
I'm definitely a fan of Sour Patch, so I'm sure I'd probably be a fan of their ice cream.
Right. You're young, Junior, so have you ever tried Lemon Heads? See, I grew up on Lemon Heads.
I have.
Really? So what do you think about those?
I am a big fan of Lemon Heads. Uh-huh. Definitely. You get the sour, but you also get the sweetness that, and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. I think so as well. But if you had to pick, which one would you prefer?
Sour Patch against the Lemon Heads?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely Sour Patch.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think my favorite thing would be the sour worms. But getting back to the ice cream, like, yeah, I've seen that on IG. I want to say like maybe a week or so ago. And then I seen it on YouTube as well. I think that ice cream is only released to certain dollar stores. I don't think they were Walmart or anything is carrying it. But I do know that from what I was seeing from a YouTuber that the dollar stores had that Sour Patch ice cream. But that they had Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They had some unicorn kind, a Cinnabon kind. Like, they had a few kinds. And, you know, I wouldn't mind sampling all of them, if I do say so myself. They even had Lucky Charms. I'm not a fan of Lucky Charm. I mean, cereal, so I don't know. Maybe I pass on that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those, so
yeah,
definitely probably wouldn't be on my list.
I also seen trending on IG. They have something called pizzerias. Now, everybody is kind of familiar with Tony's Pizzeria or Pizza Pocket things. Taki Pizza Pockets.
Uh-huh.
Now, if anybody's a fan of Taki in the purple bag, that is. Like, I don't know, you know, spicy with cheese at the same time. Like, I can dig it, you know?
Definitely a fan of that. Mm-hmm. I would buy that.
Oreo s'mores, they have like a Snickers brownie coming out. So, you know, it's a lot going on in the candy neighborhood, junk food neighborhood. So, yeah.
Mm. It is very interesting what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I do agree. But yeah, that's pretty much the only foods I know that are trending now. Yeah, man.
Oh, next, Tech Talk.
Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Daily Talk with Stanford King. I'm Stanford King, your host, with a special guest host, Taji King.
Hello.
Now, we're talking about Samsung's recent developments to AI. Now, Samsung says they got AI all figured out. Says they watched everybody out, they say. So we're going to be taking a deeper look into Samsung's artificial intelligence technology. So, until recently, Korean company Samsung was said to be behind its competitors in terms of researching and developing artificial intelligence, or AI technology. But the company's recent strategy suggests that it's committed to closing the gap and even competing for the top spot. So, let's first talk about the elephant in the room, Samsung's Bixby. Now, Samsung, with their artificial intelligence, with the Bixby, I had the chance to kind of check it out for a day.
Right.
Bixby is fine, you know, it's not the best.
Right.
I use Siri. I do also use the Google Assistant, but I use Siri mostly, and it gets the job done. It's Bixby, Samsung's artificial intelligence system designed to make a device interaction easier, debuted with the Samsung Galaxy S8. The latest version 2.0 is a fundamental leap forward for digital watchers, smartphones, and other devices. It's also open to developers so that it will be more likely to integrate other products and services. Bixby is contextually aware and understands natural language to help users interact with increasingly complex devices. Samsung plans to introduce a Bixby speaker to compete with Google Home and Amazon Alexa. Now, I can tell you this right now, that won't sell. You know why? Because Bixby is terrible.
Yeah, and as a user of a Samsung phone, like, Bixby didn't really slap to me like that.
If I were, you've got the Note 9, you've got a Note flagship, mm-hmm. I wouldn't use Bixby. I would use the Google Assistant. Google Assistant is leaps and bounds ahead.
As a matter of fact, I did put Bixby on my phone,
mm-hmm.
but I stopped using it. I mean, I pretty much go to Google.
If you want a smart assistant, use the Google Assistant that is pre-installed on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to do you leaps and bounds better than Bixby. I don't get while they're saying they're leaps and bounds with artificial technology when they can't even master a simple phone companion. They can't master that, so how are you going to be, quote, leaps and bounds ahead in the artificial intelligence game? I don't understand it. Samsung, make me understand. So let's talk about this. Samsung is to add AI to all devices by 2020. At CES 2018, Samsung announced that all artificial intelligence capabilities will be a part of every device it manufactures by 2020. As part of this strategy, it combined all smartphone programmees into a new SmartThings app that makes it easier to connect and control all devices. Not only will all Samsung devices be Internet of Things ready, they will also have AI by 2020. AI and machine learning are major strategic innovatives for Samsung, said Young Song, president and chief strategy officer at Samsung Electronics. Now, SmartThings, something I've never used, honestly. I mean, I don't really have a reason to since I use Google Home. I use the Home app for my iPhone. So there's no reason for me to go out of my way to go and test SmartThings when Bixby was just as bad. AI technology based on machine learning to upscale images. Samsung Electronics was first to unveil 8K at Tech for Television. Technology can analyze content and can automatically upscale low-resolution images to 8K picture quality. This innovation solves the current problem with availability of high-resolution content to use super high-resolution screens. Now all pictures can be transformed to 8K, which is currently the highest resolution capable in digital television. Now this is quite interesting. If you can make a low quality image, 8K, it's pretty darn neat.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So let's talk about Samsung's AI robots. Another innovation of the Samsung Electronics is Saram, Korean for human, a humanoid robot now out of development that's packed with AI. So far, Samsung has used the technology in its own factory with an AI robot arm, but experts expect to see the company commercialize its robots, although that hasn't happened yet. Sources confirm that Samsung has completed vertical walking robot technology, which will allow Saram to be stable and walk across a variety of surfaces. Investments in other robot companies and the fact that robotics has been a long-term research for project at Samsung seems to point to Samsung's introducing its own commercial robot in the very near future. With its reputation and success with Android appliances and home electronics and earlier lessons with AI and remote strategy toward AI growth and excellence, the future looks promising for Samsung to close the gap between itself and competitors in the race to be prepared the fourth industrial revolution innovations for big data, artificial intelligence, and robots. Now, what do you think the Samsung robots are going to be like?
Creepy. I'm sorry, but I don't know. So, I just think about our robot. I'm serious. Like, they're really getting, you know, they're getting up there with technology. So, I mean, it's interesting, but it's also creepy at the same time. Because, you know,
okay, make sure you have the virus protected. We don't need nothing silly, okay? Going AWOL, AWOL, or whatever. Yeah, that's one of the things about Samsung. They always try to do their best on things. We won't talk about the Note 7 exploding and now being banned from all airlines.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But I certainly do, too. Back then, I really wasn't a big fan of the Note. Now, of course, I am, because they made some refinements to what the Note actually can be, but all I said is I laughed and I said I knew it. They rush a product and this is what you get. So now, anybody that has Note 7 better upgrade to a new phone. That's all I gotta say about that. But I think, in a way, Samsung is sort of rushing things. They had the disaster with the Note series. had many other disasters with phones. And now they're trying to rush AI. And I just don't think it's time yet for them to experiment with what AI could do with the company. But it also can tear a company apart. If you're not ready and technologically advanced to participate in a specific field, such as AI, then you've got some trouble ahead. So, I mean, Samsung, give it a go. But if you can't perfect the very smart assistant that comes with every Samsung phone standard, then I don't think you're going to have a great time with artificial intelligence. So, that's just my take on it.
What'd you say?
Yeah, that's just my take on that.
Yeah, so. I mean, like you said, like, as we all know, you know, Android and Apple are huge competitors. So, you know, one is always going to try to outdo the other one, or one up the other one. But, I mean, we don't need, you know, people paying good money for these, you know, phones, and they're exploding, or, you know, they're not living up to what you're saying it is. Like, constantly freezing and stuff like that. Like, you know, everything is man-made at the end of the day. So, you can't expect for it to be perfect. But I do expect to get a bang for my buck. Because, as we all know, these flagship phones are getting more and more expensive. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm going to be shoveling out, you know, over $1,000+, I'm going to need it to do $1,000+ quality of, you know, having my phone
Yeah, like I was talking to you about today, I'm upgrading to the XS Max, and that thing is still over $1,000.
Yeah.
And I was going to get the 11, but like I told you today, for what?
Yeah.
The XS Max is basically the same thing, except it has a glass back instead of a glossy kind of matte back.
Right.
It has three cameras.
Right.
There's some functional improvements, and that's about it. So I don't see why I need to upgrade to the 11.
Right.
When the XS Max is going to be perfectly fine.
I mean, but it all goes based on this. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business. So if they can just change, like, a little bit on the phone, like, they know that there's always a person out here that's going to be willing to just go buy whatever the newest phone is. There's always going to be people like that. But as a person that, you know, knows how the business works, the business side of things work when it comes to, you know, advertising and selling stuff, people to try to see if they'll buy. Like, dude, everything, you shouldn't just jump and buy. Like, I'm not about to upgrade my phone because, oh, the latest phone, blah, 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 blah. Is that okay? I'm going to give it a little while, you know, see what the hype is about before I invest my coin in. Now, understandable if you, you know, that's what you do for a living, per se, is review products. But for me to just simply go upgrade a phone automatically because it's the latest phone, like, no, I need to see what the latest phone is capable of doing. Because, quite frankly, I have what, Stanford, the Galaxy
Note? No, Galaxy Note 9.
Nah, I mean, I'm fine with my 9. You know, I don't, well, you know that, like, I'm aware. But my 9 is doing me just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, they came out with the Note 21 Ultra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which basically has no change whatsoever.
See?
They came out with the Note 10, and then they came out with the Note 20, and then the Note 21. There's no reason for you to upgrade at all. You've still got the latest version of Android. You've still got all the bells and whistles. Only thing they added is a fingerprint system in the front, a couple cameras, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And 5G capability, which your Note 9 can already do.
Right, of course.
So, I mean, that's the thing about that. Up next, it's time for Stanford's Reviews, where I test the product out for a week, and I give you my best, honest, real, raw review. That's up next.
Hey there. Thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer. that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Daily Talk with Stanford King. I'm your host, Stanford King, with special guest host, Taja King.
Hello, hello.
All right, so I've been having the AirPods Pro for about 3 months now. And here's my honest and raw review. I have never had a pair of noise-canceling headphones. Right, so right. For me, it was certainly something different when I found out that these had noise cancellation. Mm-hmm. It just works.
Yeah.
They seamlessly pair up with your iPhone. Mm-hmm. Or if you've got an Android, that works too. But these just work. The sound quality is astonishing. They just sound good. There's a lot of headphones out there that look great, sure. Like, for instance, I hate to trash on them, but the Raycons look great. Sound awful. That's the whole flip side of why I'm buying them. I'd rather have ugly headphones that sound amazing. So, that's just my take on it. These happen to look great and sound amazing. So, I definitely recommend the AirPods Pro if you've got them.
I'm that type of person because clearly, would it be an Apple product, whatever it's going to be, you know, costly. That being said, though, if I'm going to be spending money on like headphones that cost, you know, X amount of dollars, they don't only need to sound good, they need to look good too. I'm not about to be buying a pair of ugly headphones, but oh, they sound good, but like, yeah, you need to sound good and look good. I want a bang for my buck.
Yeah. So, definitely good job to Apple with the AirPods Pro Max. They did an astonishing job on these. I didn't think I was going to like them, but I bought them and I love them. So, up next, it's the final thought.
Ooh, final thoughts.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, for the finale, welcome back to Daily Talk with Stanford King. I'm your host, Stanford King, with special guest host.
Hello, hello, hello.
Taja King. And it's time for the final thought. Mm-hmm. After all today, we all alas are wondering, what is tomorrow going to bring? But I surely tell you, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will present itself when tomorrow comes. Not a day is promised, nor a second, nor a millisecond. We all must approach it as if we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, which we don't.
Amen.
For today's final thoughts, Texas weather. It certainly has been quite astonishing of the weather that we have got the past few weeks. But in the end, everybody huddled together and stayed strong. And that's the most important thing that anybody could ever do.
Exactly.
Samsung, and my final thought for them, keep up at the pace they're going. They might get somewhere. But
was that a little shade there? That's what I said.
They might get somewhere. But I'd first give a little advice to Samsung. Work on Bixby first.
Please.
Because
as a person who has a Samsung, please work on Bixby. Okay, buddy? Please work on Bixby.
Because if you cannot perfect the simple simplicity of a phone assistant, how are you going to manage artificial intelligence and robot?
Right.
My final thought for my raw review of the AirPods Pro. They sound great. They're a little costly, but you get your bang for your buck.
All right.
And finally, my final thought for the events that occur everywhere. Obviously, we have to go into every day with an open mind. The events that occurred specifically in the U.S. the past few days have been quite astonishing, to say not the least. But we all have to band together, stay strong, love one another, and love ourselves. For a daily talk with Stanford King, I'm Stanford King, and that was Taji King joining us today in the studio. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great day. And we'll see you next time on Daily Talk with Stanford King.